When the massive quantities of goods were presented, the recipient would reinforce his own high position in the international community. If, as in the case of Berna Buriash, a new king received fewer gifts than his father from fellow rulers, the court officials and nobles of Babylonia might perceive that he was a weaker ruler, and he would lose respect in his own court. And so if we imagine these gifts being displayed in the palaces, then the officials who would arrive there, either from other countries or even from other parts of the king's own kingdom, would be able to see exactly, physically, what the king's status was and how much the king of Egypt, how highly he regarded the king of Babylonia. If there was less, they would certainly have noticed. So it was important to maintain the same level of gift exchange in order to support a ruler. Marriage alliances were another form of gift exchange that helped to strengthen diplomatic ties. This area is the one instance in which the rulers are not equals in status. Egypt generally refused to allow its royal princesses to marry foreigners. The Babylonian king, Kadashman Enlil, wrote to Amenhotep III to try to negotiate a marriage with an Egyptian princess. When his request was refused, Amenhotep wrote, "Never since the beginning of time has the daughter of the king of Egypt been given in marriage." Kadashman Enlil proposed that Amenhotep simply pick any attractive Egyptian woman and pretend that she was a royal princess. Of course, this would defeat the idea that the Egyptian king never gave his daughter in marriage, because if he said that he was sending his daughter, whether it was his daughter by blood or this random beautiful Egyptian woman, then the other kings would find out about it, and they too would demand an Egyptian princess for their bride. There's no indication that Amenhotep III actually responded to this ludicrous request, but certainly we know that Egyptian princesses did not marry other foreigners. At the same time, Egyptian kings were eager to marry the daughters of other royal houses and frequently demanded such marriage alliances. A letter to Kadashman Enlil from the Egyptian pharaoh, we're not sure if it's Amenhotep III or Akhenaten, reports a rather ominous situation in which the Egyptian king wants one of the Babylonian princesses for his bride. What makes this a difficult situation for the Babylonian king is that one of his sisters had been sent to the Egyptian court several years earlier, and she had disappeared. Babylonian messengers were presented with a whole line of supposedly royal women and told to pick out the Babylonian princess, but they did not recognize them. They did not recognize Kadashman Enlil's sister among these royal brides. So we're not quite sure what happened to her, but it made Kadashman Enlil very reluctant to send one of his daughters. At the same time, if he did not, he would disrupt the relationship with Egypt. One exception to this general rule of Egyptians rejecting marriage with foreigners appears when an Egyptian queen, a widow, perhaps the wife of Tutankhamun, wrote to the Hittite king asking for one of his sons as her husband. This episode is not recorded in the Amarna letters, but actually it appears in the royal history of the Hittite king because it was such an unusual request. The Hittite ruler was so stunned by the queen's letter that he sent his own messengers to make sure that this was not some sort of ruse or even a joke being played on him. Once he found out it was a legitimate request, he sent one of his sons, but the son was murdered along the way, likely by members of the Egyptian court, who soon took control. It is not clear why the other states tolerated this significant restriction imposed by Egypt, but it likely had to do with the fact that Egypt had gold, and this was a commodity that they desperately desired.